And so to our PhD this week, she's Svenja Beck, originally from Germany, now with CSIRO.
What is the first thing you do when you get home from school or work? Do you head for a snack of chips, cookies or cereals and slump on the couch? If so, you're not alone. 94% of Americans admit to snacking daily. Our choices for convenient food seems nearly endless, with more than 1,000 different snack products in an average supermarket. They have a lot in common. They're easily available, they look great, they do taste wonderful. Some are so addictive that it can be hard to stop eating them. But they don't do you any good. While they're really high in energy, hello diabetes and obesity, they typically lack any nutritional benefit and don't contribute at all to a balanced diet. For those who lack enough physical exercise, high-energy foods can lead to weight gain, affecting cardiovascular health and diabetes. With nearly two-thirds of Australian adults being overweight or obese, this is a serious health issue. So why not completely change snack foods? Out with the high carbs and high energy, in with protein and nutrients. Ideally, the protein would be sourced from plants instead of animals. Legumes, such as beans or peas, are high in protein and they're enjoyed by vegetarians and meat lovers as well. And plant-based protein requires less resources such as fresh water and energy compared to animal-based products. Another component that is often underrepresented in the average diet is fiber, despite the great health benefits, especially in the gut. This is why we're working on making healthy snack foods a reality. One potential process to manufacture these products rich in plant-based protein and fiber is low-moisture, high-temperature extrusion. This process is widely applied in the food industry for the manufacture of breakfast cereals, pasta, and snacks. In order to produce a product high in plant-based protein and dietary fiber, the behavior of the raw materials and the influence of the production process needs to be better understood. We at the CSIRO and the University of New South Wales are looking at how heat and shear influence the interactions of the components, what it does to the protein structure, and how digestibility is affected. We hope to see our research applied throughout the food industry, and maybe before too long, binging on snacks will put you on the road to good health rather than obesity, diabetes, and other health problems.
Svenja Beck is with CSIRO and the University of New South Wales doing her PhD. And Svenja, before you go, why are these snacky foods so popular?
Probably it's their secret flavouring technique that they do. But also the crunchy texture is what makes snack foods so much fun to eat. And that's why extruded products are so popular, because you eat them and they're expanded, they crunch. And when you have the breakfast cereals, even though they're immersed in milk or something, they still crunch, and I personally like that and I enjoy that.
Well, what about trying carrots? Is that the same thing?
That is true. But a carrot is kind of exhausting to eat after a while, and then with all the really big, heavy chewing going on.
Thanks, Svenja.